The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Retha.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Wow, Retha, what happened to the summer? I mean, is it over already? Or no, not actually out in California, though. I mean, we kind of have summer all year round, right?
Actually, it's supposed to be 90 on Monday. So, yeah, we're still experiencing heat here in L.A.
So, Retha, let me ask
you. It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
You know, there's only 97 days left till New Year's. Now, have you worked on your New Year's resolution at all, or did you kind of let it go by the wayside?
Oh, please. Oh, no, I don't do New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, you know, it goes, we were going, you remember we talked about the juicing and, you know, taking so much time to exercise? I don't know. I'm not going to give my stats. I'll wait a little bit. And I'm still working on it. But anyway.
Well, I did good this year. I've been actually being very good and eating better, and I need to exercise a little more, but I've been doing pretty good.
All right. Hey, we got a couple birthdays. Will Smith, Don Glover, Mark Hamill, and Michael Douglas. Who else we got? Scottie Pippen.
I went to school with Mark Hamill. I went to college.
Did you?
Yeah, I had a big crush on him in college.
Oh, wow. And Barbara
Walters,
remember?
I've admitted it to the world. Yeah, it's her birthday. And you know what? This really takes us into Hot Topic time.
Hot Topic time comes fast.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's Hot Topic.
Well, my Hot Topic is a very controversial subject this weekend, and usually I don't talk about sports or politics, but I'm going to roll them into one today, as everybody else has been this weekend. It's not a real big secret that I tend to be a supporter of Trump. I said it out loud, but he's gone one toke over the line with this one. I don't agree with the players that are taking a knee. I do feel it's disrespecting the flag, but I will defend their right to do it. They have the right to protest. They're not burning the flag like our generation did in the 60s. They aren't dragging it through the streets. They're simply taking a knee. He wasn't rioting, and I stand with the players and with the owners that they have the right to express their protest. Mr. President, please listen to your grassroots constituents. This is not the fight. It just isn't the fight. Do what you're supposed to do. And that's all I'm going to say about that, Jim. And you're a hot topic today.
Okay, and Retha, I know you had to take a breath on that one because Retha and I kind of stay out of a lot of political stuff. But, Trump cheers the NFL fans who booed the players taking a knee during the anthem. Some of us agree, some of us disagree. But ESPN has been taking a big hit financially with business, losing a lot of fan support with this. Basically, a lot of people are saying, well, look, they have their rights. But on the other hand, this is one particular time when the flag and the national anthem, it's a time where all Americans stand up because it was backed up by the veterans who have lost their lives, who have given their support and came back injured and so on and so forth. So it's a time when we should do that. And all of us have our opinions. But, you know, you guys think about it and send us your opinions on it. All right. I don't know about this healthcare reef. You know, we talk about this, a lot of stuff going on. Some people say they're happy, some say they're not. But healthcare reform, the battle is still being fought. It's clearly totally divided. And John McCain kind of didn't help when he withdrew his support on the Graham Cassidy bill. And it could be, well, what's going on, guys, is the Republican senators will need to secure at least 50 votes in order to. Now, this is, remember, this is just to open the debate on the health care legislation. So it's, you know, this is serious stuff, especially for us baby boomers and the costs, and a lot of people just don't have the money. It's messing up their retirement. Okay, so moving on, hurricanes. Okay, a lot of stuff has happened. I remind everybody, when the big push is on and it's, and you see it on TV and all this stuff and people send money, remember, when the storm clears and the weather's nice, it's still a disaster over there. Irma death tolls are up to 75. Irma left an estimated 10,000 homeless, damage costs totally up in the air. They say 50 to 100 billion. Harvey, they figure in the category of 70, but it could be going up. Homeless, 30,000 damage, 65 to 190 billion.
Jim, I just got a news flash. We've apparently sparked something and we've got callers. So we're going to break in and take a caller.
Breaking
after
in on
their
Jim's
opinion, we get it.
Okay, well, bring in some callers. I was going to go on the earthquakes, but look, who do we got on here?
Well, hello there, hey, Jim. And this is Frank Hellring. How you doing, Easy Way Business?
Well, Frank, wait a second. Hey. Frank Hellring, you sound familiar. I think you live around the corner. How you doing,
you
Frank?
Think so, Jim? Yeah.
Good
yeah.
morning.
I just kind of wanted to put in my own two cents regarding the issue with the flag and the NFL and whatnot. To me, I guess it evoked a childhood memory. My father was USDA, United States Department of Agriculture, for 33 years, and every single year, without fail, he would take us out to the dedication of the Iwo Jima Memorial Ceremony. And if you've never, ever witnessed that ceremony, you're missing something, because they always have it timed to twilight when that bugler gets on top of that statue and blows taps. And let me tell you something, with the flag waving and the taps playing and the audience, there isn't a dry eye in the house. So that's my two cents, and that's my childhood memory. I know
well,
what it is to
yeah.
honor the flag, because my father absolutely poured it into me.
My yeah, and that's just it, Frank. I mean, like Aretha says, that, you know, and people have their rights in the country and that, but this particular time is very special. And when you look up, you think there's a lot of people, a lot of our guys and men and women that have gone over there and given their lives or come back seriously injured for this particular freedom. And maybe at that particular point,
that's just it. I know that their intent was not to disrespect the flag. What is tragic about the whole thing is this whole country that the flag symbolizes is denying a First Amendment freedom.
I believe they should have that freedom, but they should maybe not do it at that particular time, because
but
the men, women,
that,
children.
But that's not freedom. That's not freedom.
Well,
I agree with you 100%. I think it's disrespectful. I started off with saying that. I believe it's disrespectful. But at the same time, if we're going to have freedom to protest, and I mean, I have the amendment out and I put it away now. I don't know where it is. But it's the right to peaceful protest. And that is a peaceful protest. It's protected under the First Amendment.
When you're having a mass, if you're at your church, people should be able to protest, but not during the mass. So anyway, guys, let's move on. We got Frank. Thanks for stopping in with Aretha and I. We're going over how we're just constantly enjoying our weather, but Aretha doesn't want people to know the beautiful weather out here. She wants them to think it's cold and rainy.
I just don't want them to come here. But you know what? We really got to go to commercial now. We're real late.
It's commercial time.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We do it the easy way, and like Reese and I are always talking about, and Frank knows, it's not E-A-S-Y. It's letter E, letter Z. That stands for Eric Zuehle, and it's not easy for what he does. We just put it that way. It's a lot of hard work, so he can make it easier on other people to do their business. So, guys, we have a special guest this morning, and I just wanted to give her a little build-up, because if I go too long on everything she does, again, we'll have no time to have her on the show. But very special lady, recording artist, soul pop. Her song A Better Tomorrow won the Academy Award for Music. Victoria was awarded in 2017. The Rising Star Award, a philanthropist, supports St. Jude's Children's Hospital. I could go on and on and on, but I'm out of breath. Anyway, Victoria Renee Plummer, are you on with us, Victoria?
Hi, yes, thank
there
you.
There she
thanks
is.
For
hey, Victoria,
yay, thanks for
applause,
having
applause,
me
applause, Victoria. This is Reetha Gray, and Frank Kellering's on. Reetha's the co-star to Betty White, Off the Rocker Show. It doesn't mean that Reetha's off her rockers, but she's on with us. And thanks for coming on, Victoria.
I am off my rocker, but hi, Victoria.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
Well, thanks for coming on, Victoria. I know you're a busy lady. You fly all over, and, you know, congratulations on your awards and your song and everything. I'm just going to pop back real quick. Here you are in high school. Were you into that kind of thing in high school? Or did you know you were going to be a singer, and were you in the drama and so on and so forth, or did this come after?
It's so funny you said that. Actually, I started super young singing. I, believe it or not, I was a mute growing up, and then I started singing, and then I entered this competition, and then I won, and then from that I got my first recording deal, and then from that I got my show in Vegas, and then I made my first album, and then I went to school. I went back to high school, and I started, I sang in show choir, but my actual career as far as traveling all over the world was sort of secondary to my education. And then after high school online, got my business degree and continued pursuing. I did a tour internationally as a lead in a musical when I first moved here. And then I wanted to start making my own music. And that's what I've been doing. And I've been waiting for the right song and the right moment and just for everything to just feel like it was in alignment. And this is the song. This is the one that I'm the most proud of. I think that it's A Better Tomorrow. I think we obviously really need that right now.
Boy,
and I'm really
statement.
It is. And so I want to be able to inspire people with music the way that it had me. And I think that right now this song can help people have hope for better tomorrows, and that even though things are hard right now, that there is going to be, tomorrow will be better, that there is light in dark places.
So, Victoria, do you have a clip that you can play for us?
No, hold on, Reetha. We got that in order. We're going to see if we could do that on my segment after your segment. So we're going to make a special time. We're going to give her a special part of the show today.
I was going to say, let's do it all at once.
Well,
yeah.
Hey, listen, Victoria, I got one that I would like to compare yours to. And if we can get it to that level, and I think this song has really given a lot of peace to people for some reason. I heard it play in stores and things, and people literally stop and kind of relax.
Awesome.
So if we can kind of put your song in the same category of popularity, I think you'll be doing fine. And the song that comes to mind was an artist that I really enjoyed and I was a fan of, and a little bit before your time, was a person that they called Satchmo. Now, Victoria, do you know who that is?
I don't.
Okay, Louis Armstrong. Do you remember Louis Armstrong?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, that they called him Satchmo, and he had a song, he had a song called "What a Wonderful Life." Rifa, did I get that right?
It.
I have no idea.
What a wonderful world.
Maybe we should put Victoria to the test. What do you think, Reese? Because she's on the show. Can we get a little bit out of you?
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
What do you think, Victoria?
What I sign up for.
Okay. But, you know, if we could get it there, because now, Victoria, you're also, I saw you're on a poster and with Edie Hand, the ediehandfoundation.org. And you're on a poster because you support St. Jude, right?
I do, yes. In fact, it's through the Edie Hand Foundation, through Hand in Hand Entertainment, that this song partnered with St. Jude for the proceeds to go. Yeah.
Now, I know everybody out there knows who started the St. Jude Children's Hospital, right? Frank?
Of course, yes.
Rafa? Okay.
Danny Thomas.
My parents knew Danny, and when he was first starting out, they met him in Chicago. And then, needless to say, history was made after that. And that is so cool. You're with the St. Jude Children's Hospital. You've been there. Have you worked with the kids?
You know, actually, coincidentally, I did. It wasn't at all through this path. I did the lollipop program, where I would go to the kids and we would write a song together, and we would sing and record the song, and all the kids got copies. And it was really fun. I did that about 3 years ago just by happenstance. I had no idea that I would be working with St. Jude with my own song that was being released. So funny how things happen that way. Yeah.
So you have a busy schedule. I met Edie, and you are engaged to Edie's son.
I am.
And,
can't.
Right, and Edie is Elvis Presley's cousin. Is that right? Did I get that right?
Yes, that's right. They are cousins.
Okay.
I know.
Quick question now. You're an entertainer. Now, do you ever, we're coming to the end of your segment for now, and then we're going to bring you back on, but do you have that nervous twitch before you get on? Like some entertainers, I heard even Elvis had that, and Pat Boone, before they go on, all the people in the audience, do you get that at all, or are you just totally relaxed?
You know what? It just depends. There's times when I'm really nervous. If it's for something hugely massive and there's a lot resting on it, and you know, artists tend to put a lot of pressure on themselves. We're perfectionists in our own right, and those instances I do, but I've been kind of just learned to just breathe and relax, and I'm nervous for a minute, and then once I'm on stage I feel at home.
Then I realize, okay, all right, I got you.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you, Victoria, and we're going to have Rifa do her segment, and then we're going to bring you back on because Eric's going to see if he can get the reel in, and maybe we can hear your song, give the audience something to a little anticipation there.
Fantastic. Yeah, A Better Tomorrow is available on iTunes and all the streaming platforms now. So let me know what
all
you
right,
think.
Well, all right, well, hang in there, and we're going to go on to Rifa's segment. Okay. Good.
There's been no sadness to cry, there'd be no selfish to lie, there'd be no reason for crying, there'd be no empty, no why. Give it water. like the way till dark is gone. Walking away still means you're strong. Rise above.
I was talking about it has that peace in there. I think you're
thank
you're on
you.
It.
And thank you so
thank
much.
You
I'm really
our,
glad you guys
you
like
to
it.
Our, to our engineer
so,
for rearranging.
You,
that was
how,
great.
What
and,
is that?
Yeah,
how can
tell
we
us.
Get? How can we download?
Yeah,
a
if
better,
you if you go, a better tomorrow. If you go to iTunes, you can find it under A Better Tomorrow and Victoria Renee R E N E E. It's also available on Spotify, Apple Music, all the streaming platforms. So.
Oh, so cool. Oh, Victoria, you knocked it out of the park, my dear.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you guys for having me on the show.
Well,
I had a blast talking to you.
I'm glad he worked that in. We're going to have you on in a segment after our reports, but I'm glad he put that together. It took a little trick work on the board there, but thank you, engineer, and That was so cool. So we're going to get that out there, Renee, and we'd like to have you on again. And congratulations on your awards and everything you're
thank
doing.
You.
And we
thank
want
you
to
so
see
much.
You out here at some of our events so we can get some footage of you.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to sing it live for you guys.
I'm sure the occasion will arise.
I'm sure it will.
So
thank you guys
so
again
much,
for
Victoria.
Having me.
Thank you, Victoria.
Have a great rest
great.
Of your
love
day.
Love your song. All right,
thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, Wraith, I think we got on the show they have on TV, you hit the buzzer, and you give them a one. I give her a 10 on that one, but I'll tell you, that was
smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, we're running pretty late, so I'm going to just give a quick tech time so we can get into Carmelita's Corner. But my tech time today, as I'm sure as all of you know, that the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 10 have premiered. You say, what happened to the iPhone 9? They didn't say. But the next logical number is an iPhone 8, so they have the regular size one, and they have the extended size one. The big deal with the iPhone 8 is, I'm not really sure. It's supposed to have a better camera. And we all take pictures with our phone. Come on, we know it. We use it for everything. We put it online, and people are making living shooting iPhone films and news and whatever, but from what I understand, if you've already got a 6 or a 7, to jump to an 8, you're not gaining a whole lot. The big deal with the 10 is facial recognition. That's the real big deal. Now, I'm not rushing out and buying either one of them. I'm probably going to get the 10 because I think the facial recognition is really cool, but I'd say hold on. They've already had some problems with the 8. The 10 hasn't even shipped yet. I don't even think the 8 has shipped yet, and they're having problems with it. I'd say hold off, let's see where the bugs are, where the glitches are, and then make your decision if you want to upgrade to an 8 or a 10. And the 10 is the most expensive iPhone ever. I have bought cars for less than the $1,100 that they want for the 10. But I digress. At any rate, that's my tech time for today.
Great, Grace. You knock that out of the park. Personally, I'd like to downgrade to the dial tone phone. It's a lot simpler. You know, you just pick up and dial the number. But
let's go to Carmelita's Corner because I know
Carmelita's
she's got
Corner.
A good
I'm
show
anxious
today.
To hear Carmelita's Corner. Saw Carmelita at the event. Do we got?
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song Rosebud made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, and a good morning to you. That's what I was waiting on. Anyway, I'm so excited because I'm having a very renowned guest. His name is Jesse Calci. He is an author, and he is a renowned astronumerologist. That's a mouthful. He specializes in residential, business, and sports numerology and provides valuable insight on the power of numbers and how they affect our lives. In his book, The Power of Home Numbers, he combines the Eastern upbringing with his Western experience to bring awareness and understanding of this phenomenon. Over the past 20 years, Jesse has consulted thousands of people and affected their lives positively. His clients include prominent business people and extremely successful communication and entertainment companies. Jesse Calci has appeared on many radio and television shows in the United States. As a matter of fact, I printed out 5 pages of his credits, and there are too many to name here. But with that, I just want to mention that he's also a real estate broker by trade, and he's a certified Federal Aviation Administrative Flight Instructor. He's got so much going on. Welcome, Jesse Calci.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Wonderful to have you here. Can you tell our listening audience where your country is of origin?
Yeah, I hail from the Far East, and the country called India is where I was born and raised. But I came to the United States about 28 years ago, so it's been a while since I left the country of my birth.
And so now you're a native here in America.
Yeah, I'm a naturalized citizen for over 20 years now, so it's been a while, yes.
Well, that's wonderful, and you're bringing so much with you to offer and make a great contribution. I was reading amongst those who have extolled your credits the testimony of a young woman who said you actually led her through breast cancer, and now she's breast cancer-free. How did you do that?
See, I'm not a doctor, so I wouldn't take any credit for that. She is an old client of mine, and I mean, she's been consulting with me over the years for many reasons, you know, many, many reasons. And then suddenly she had the situation. And so I just gave her my best take based on numbers only, you know, the numerology of the house, the space inside, the chakra system and the clearing and, you know, the many small, small things like that. And I'm sure she had the best doctors to heal her, but these small, you know, advices that I gave her based on my experience on numbers, numerology, chakra clearing therapy, and various other things that, like you said earlier, came from my upbringing from India, I did help her, I think, a little bit. for her to be kind enough to give me that little testimonial.
Yes, well, you had her testimony and several others. And I would recommend that everybody go to your website, too, which is www.jessiecalsey.com. And I'm going to make sure I spell it right this time. It's spelled JessieKalsey.com. And there's so much to learn about you. I'm still learning about you, and I think it's wonderful to have you here with us. Like I said, your credits are so extensive. We'd be here all day long reading all of your credits and all the many television and radio shows. So I'm very honored to have you on this show, joining Radio Boomers Live and Carmelita's Corner. And, you know, I'm just pleased for the opportunities to bring people like you on the air and share you with our listening audience. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you do?
Yes. No, what I, besides the other thing that I do, you know, numerology, astro-numerology is what I call it, has been my passion for years and years. And numerology, like we all know, has many schools. You know, there's a system here in the West. We have the Vedic system. We have the system from the Greeks, the Chinese, and the Hebrews. And there are many ways of looking at numbers. But I use the ancient Vedic tradition. And as per that tradition, and obviously basic numerology always goes from number 1 to number 9, which is, you know, root basic energy. And then what in our tradition, it's about associating numbers and planetary energy. So let's say, for example, if, you know, if you just look at the number 1 and 8, right? And so you add it up, say 1 plus 8 is 9. Well, we all know that. But then, see, the difference here is the energies. What's coming in is the energy of Sun, which is number 1, and 8 is planet Saturn, right? So these energies kind of come in, and then it all depends on your date of birth. But my point to bring this up is that these energies kind of collide, right? It's challenging energy. So wherever they appear, home, residence, business, they'll do their part of challenge and conflict. And likewise, say, for example, if you have a lot of fives and nines coming together, you know, it's kind of very interesting energy, the five and the nine energies. It's much like what President Trump is experiencing right now, you know, that energy of five and nine going with his date of birth and all these many, many challenges that are all around him in this cycle as he moves forward up until his next birthday. So that's how it comes. And so these are just a few examples of numbers, you know, how they appear and how they come. But basic numerology, like I said earlier, from 1 to 9 has a planet with it. So 1 is Sun, or 9 is Mars, or 6 is Venus, or 5 is Mercury. So that's how we look at it. And then we apply it across. It could be your, you know, the cars, could be your residence, big deal. Your personal name is a big deal. Your business name is a big deal. Your business numerology is a big deal. Your telephone numbers. So it just comes all across, you know, and then that's how I use them.
Well, that's really interesting. I had a friend, and she's gone on to glory now. She was the mother of Saida Garrett, the singer who made a famous record with the late Michael Jackson, and she was a dear friend. Her name was Penny Rich, but actually her real name had the last name of Garrett, and she was a numerologist, and she gave me a reading years ago and came up with the same answer several years apart, and it was a very positive reading. I mean, I was sort of flabbergasted because she said that you are an archangel, and I said, oh, really? I don't know how that works, but because we all need angels in our lives, but all I know is that I try to do the best I can to help everybody that comes in my path to the best of my ability, and of course, I always do that through the higher power that we all call God, and my Savior is Jesus Christ. So, you know, I know everybody has a different way, a different spiritual path. I do happen to believe that there are many roads to the top of the mountain and that we can all learn from each other because, as you, I'm sure, know, based on history, most of the religions all seem to basically follow the same storyline or, you know, they have a person that very much resembles each other in our books, in the Bible and so forth. So it's really a fascinating thing this spiritual journey. And many years ago also, I went to a meeting, because at that time I was still, you know, confirming my religious or spiritual beliefs. I went to USC, and one of the classes that was required was world religion, and we had to learn about all of the religions, Zoroastrianism and so forth. And at that time, I met a Sufi monk, and he is the one who explained what the chakras are on the chart. And those are the centers that go up and down our spine from the top of our head to the stomach and, you know, those centers. And I do believe there's something to all of these mysteries or explanations of what's happening in the universe. I know nobody really has all the answers unless you've gone into space and come back. But I do have another friend. He happens to be a minister, and his name is Tony Davis. And he and I were both on the same television show, and he also has sung at my church, St. Paul's Catholic Church. And he had a afterlife experience, and he came back to talk about it, and he has a book. And he's been on Oprah Winfrey's show, and perhaps maybe one day I'll have him on this show too. But I'm just saying all that to say there is so much in the universe that none of us really understands, but I do believe that there is a higher power. It has to be, because otherwise none of us would be here. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, absolutely agree with you 100%. Quickly, now I'd like to, if there are any callers, I'll be happy to take some calls, but I can quickly share an experience with you as well. For years and years, whenever I came to the States here, you know, I've always been drawn to the Virgin Mary, you know, and the candle. So I lit that candle for years, and I do it every day religiously, actually. And then what happens is, you know, just about a few months ago, my daughter she finished her her high school, and she's applying for colleges. And then she got an email from a college called St. Mary's College here in Moraga, which is a private college. And then suddenly they accepted her based on a GPA by the grace of God, which is very high. And then what happens is, and they also gave her a full scholarship, which was a miracle. That I ended up in that college. It's up in the mountains, tucked up here in the Moraga Hills of Northern California. So when I walk in there, there's this huge chapel, right, built in 1863, and that is a chapel of Virgin Mary, you know. So, I mean, I just thought in my head, for years and years I've lit her candle in my house and see how mysteriously, you know, I my daughter gets led right in there with a full scholarship, and I get to go and sit in the church once a week when I go drop her. And every time, and when she started college, she was a little fluttery, you know, new dorm and this and that. And so I just took a candle for her, and I was walking into the church. They have the security there. So I asked this lady there, I said, can I go and place this candle inside? She says, absolutely, you can go do that. So I sat there for a little while. I placed the candle there, and I said a little prayer for her. And that was it. And as soon as I had, my daughter's been absolutely fine. And I feel that, you know, there's a guardian right there who's been with me all the way, and now she's led me right there.
Absolutely,
what you said.
Yes, and I definitely believe in guardian angels. Really do. I have had so many experiences on basically a daily basis that, you know, I see these little miracles that happen. I mean, just a little really think about too much. It could just be simply like, for example, one time I was with my friend, and we went out to see another person who we know that was having a concert, and all of the parking spaces were taken, every one of them. And one just happened to open up for us. I said, well, it had our name on it, you know. It was
exactly.
Like, you know, just
exactly.
out of the blue, you know. And then there was a recent experience. A friend of ours crossed over to the other side. His name is Steve Jennings, a wonderful, wonderful individual. And we all miss him so much. And there was a memorial for him on Catalina Island, and my husband and I went. And I had a car rental, so I thought that would be the best way to go on the freeway with a brand-new car, right? Well, unfortunately, we had a flat tire on the freeway, and we didn't have a whole lot of time to spare. I wanted to get an early start, which I'm glad we did, because there was an accident just before we got started on the road, and, you know, other obstacles that blocked us. And then just as the time was beginning to run out, that happened. But, you know, for some reason I was not nervous. We pulled over to the median on the freeway, and there were cars zipping around us on both sides, but somehow I remained calm. And I, you know, just continued to hold that belief that we were safe. I knew that our guardian angels were protecting us. And sure enough, we were saved by AAA. And they came and they did the job. Off we went. And I tried to text Al. He was the one who was organizing everything, and his lovely girlfriend, Rachel. And I couldn't reach them. Of course, they were probably already there at the place where the Catalina ship boards, and so they didn't know what was going on, even though I tried to reach them. But lo and behold, when we got to the location, the parking lot again was full. Another parking lot story. And we went up and down looking around for a place, and lo and behold, we did manage to find a place to park. And we had to really hustle to get there, and we got on the boat in time. So that's just a sample of the little mini miracles that I've experienced, you know, just in daily life. And most people probably don't think of that as a little miracle, but I do, you know. So yes. Anyway, can you give us an example of something like that besides what you just mentioned with your experience with your daughter? Are there any other examples of how the higher powers working in your life?
Actually, yeah, there are many, many, many examples. I just finished. This is one client of mine, and I've been just like the other one, right? I mean, he was a. And then the parents owned a cab company here in Alameda, here in Northern California. I remember many years ago he came to see me for a consult on his numbers. And so, and our typical East Indian parents, you have to either be a doctor or you have to be a lawyer, right? And this poor kid didn't know where to look. So, but based on his numerology, I mean, I felt that there was a doctor in him. So he was a lab assistant here in the city of Oakland, and then he gets a probation for 90 days to a place in Florida, and after he completes his probation, he gets him to a medical school in the Caribbean, and then he struggled for those years, cluster headaches and everything else was being passed on to me, but I just did whatever little I know. I worked with him, and then he finished his med school, and then he did his USMLE number one, and then the second came, and he got to the second, and then the third came. And the third came, he said that's it. He got married to this girl who was a dentist, and all good things are happening. And then he got his residency here in Modesto. And typically what happens is that it's very hard to get in there for a first-time doctor who's coming from the Caribbean. But he did. And then came USMLE number three, and then he thought that he was the top of the world. And then what happens? He fails. He fails once, and then he fails again. Mm-hmm. And then he fails the third time. And then what happens? He's out of that position, right? And then he was so panicky, so worried. And then finally he ends up here to me. And then we looked at everything. And then I suggested that I think you could just go ahead and change your home that you bought is not working for you, which he did. And then and we made some other corrections. Some chakra work also happened. And then just day before yesterday, he made through his he passed his USMLE 3 now. And now he's attempting to get back to the same place where he worked earlier for 2 years. So my point is this, right? I mean, sometimes, this is going back to numbers and numerology also, that sometimes some places, right, you might feel or you might think they're, they look nice outside, but they're not really lucky for you, right? I mean, I'm big on that. But I've had many, many experiences in the past with many people who lived in smaller homes. They became very successful, and then suddenly, as the money came, that that they started dreaming big, and then bigger properties came, and then fell down, right? So that the energy of luck and karma, and that has nothing to do with the size of your house, really. I mean, I believe in that, of course, and so a lot of that is based on numbers. So
yes,
that was one,
know,
and then yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And so yeah, so he passes his USMLE like 3 days ago, and so that's.
Well,
it's good. It's good for him. It's good for everybody else. Yeah.
Well, I think that's marvelous. And speaking of karma, I do believe what goes around comes around.
Right.
So we need to take caution with our steps and follow the golden rule, treat others as you wish to be treated. And I think that's so important. And I think we're going to have to leave it there, Jesse. And thank you again for coming on my show and sharing this time with our listening audience. And have a beautiful, marvelous, and blessed day.
You too. Sure. Thank you for having me.
So, Carmelita.
Carmelita?
Yeah.
Still on the line? Carmelita, I didn't know that you were related to Tony Davis.
To who?
To Tony Davis.
Joni Davis?
No, Tony.
Oh, no, I'm not related to Tony Davis. I'm a friend. We both sang on the same show. And I invited him to come to sing at my church. And he did a knockout job, him and my friend Reggie Morris. They both came.
Oh, Tony's wonderful. I love
Tony. Oh, absolutely, yes. And Reggie is a marvelous musician. In fact, I'm looking to hook up with him again. Last year he sang. Remember, he was on our show last year when we did a little mini benefit for the Rose Breast Cancer Society. He played the keyboards. Marvelous musician. He was also backup for Janet Jackson at one time, and he's just done so much. He comes from a musical family, so hopefully one day I'll get him on the show too as a guest, and maybe Tony Davis.
Wonderful.
I just have to reach out.
Wonderful. Well, Jim, what's coming up the easy way?
Well, I'll tell you what. I wanted to just give a big congratulations to Eric, because I'll tell you, I mean, I'm his dad, nobody blows their horn. We don't say much, but Eric has really been doing a lot of stuff and helping a lot of people, and they come back and tell me stuff like, wow, I just wanted to say thank you. What your son does has changed my life, blah, blah, blah. But he got an award, Reese, and I wanted to come down there, but I know you're busy. The Hollywood Weekly magazine, you know, a lot of people have been on that cover, endless amount of celebrities and all kinds of people. Michael Jackson's been on the cover, and they put Eric on the cover, and now they gave him an award. The Hollywood Weekly group, Fraser Jackson, gave him his own award plaque. It was very nice, ceremony.
Jim, if you don't mind, I'd like to break in here for a minute, because I feel so blessed to be connected with Easy Way Broadcasting, and I'm also a staff journalist for the Hollywood Weekly magazine, and I like to take of pride in having brought those two together, and Eric winding up on the cover with my editorial, five-page editorial, and of course you also wrote a page as a contributing journalist yourself to that issue. And as Eric
Carmelita
said,
did an amazing segment in there, and she was also, that was going to be my next little shout out, was Carmelita was at the event, Reith, and I'll tell you, she has some pretty amazing outfits. Carmelita, I'll tell you, you look great, and we got shots of her on the carpet. And you got several people, Carmelita, wanted to come up and get pictures with you. What's the deal? You, you're drawing attention. But no, it was a great event.
Is Eric there?
I don't think Eric's on with us.
Oh, okay.
But,
well, I thought I heard another person on the line with us. But anyway, I just want to say.
I think your guest is still on the line.
Oh, okay. I'm hearing somebody. Anyway, I just want to say it was a wonderful event. And I told Prather I think that was the best one, the best film festival so far that I've experienced. It was on a historical lot to begin with, Raleigh Motion Picture Studios. And
that's right. That's
they had great rooms to see new upcoming films, and I just happened to be in line behind the star of one of them. I had no idea. She was very attractive, and I couldn't help but notice that she was with the director also. And We did exchange contact information, so I'll be having her on our show soon, and I'm just excited about all of what's going on. I think it's great.
Oh, it's
hello,
amazing.
Carmelita.
Hello.
This is Frank Hellring. I'm the noise you heard in the background. How you doing?
Oh, is that you, Frank?
Yes, yes.
Well, listen, we
got to
bring Frank on board because he is definitely in the act. Frank, you are such an amazing person as far as giving interviews goes. I was watching you and listening. I'm going to take some notes from you.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. I mean, I had the privilege of honor of interviewing you first. Because, which I think was really cool, and I think it went really well. I mean, Jim, just to dovetail on what you were talking about, Eric, I had the occasion, you know, there was that 8-year-old child, the little girl that was given the Best Actress Award by Hollywood.
Yes, I think her name was Caitlin or something like that.
Yes,
an amazing
yes.
little girl. She, I don't know how old she was. She looked like she was very, very young.
Well,
and
I
saw
afterwards.
That clip of her in the movie, and then
yeah.
She came up to the podium with that long stick that
yeah.
let everybody know that, you know, that she had an issue with her eyes. And I remember Prather mentioning to me, he says, "Now keep it a secret. We might have Stevie Wonder on board." And sure enough, Stevie Wonder showed up on the huge screen with the Hollywood Weekly logo and
mm-hmm.
Was a part of that accolade for that young lady who was being honored through the Hollywood Weekly's connection this year to the Junior Blind. Each year he does something, you know, that's altruistic to help make a difference. And this year it
was
the Junior Blind.
Carmelita, when everything ended at the end of the event, I was almost like God put his, you know, size 13 in my small of my back and pushed me across the room to her. And I bent down and I grabbed her hand and I told her, I said, how much, you know, we were impressed, you know, Easy Way Broadcasting at her, you know, marvelous award and her gifts and talents. And I said that we would be following her career. And she got the most incredible smile on her face, Carmelita. And it was like that whole face just lit up. And
yeah,
she did. And it just it was incredible, absolutely incredible. What a moment!
She's an amazing little girl. What is she like, 10 or 11 years old?
I think she's 8.
She looks younger than that.
8 years old. Wow.
Yeah.
What a little actress. But,
yeah,
great
actress.
Anyway, we've got Frank. There's so much, Carmelita. There's so much coming on, and we want you to be at our events coming up. We got our MMA event and Flicks for Change. There's just a lot of stuff, a lot of irons in the fire here. And our easywaybroadcasting.com/news, easywaymobile.com, download the Easy Way app, hashtag Easy Way. And, Eric had some footage up on the studio, Frank. Carmelita, did you see the studio he was checking out? Pretty nice.
You know, Eric kept me busy all yesterday on the internet watching the videos. I don't know how long I was on Facebook, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm still working on this article for Hollywood Weekly. I'm doing an editorial for them. But I didn't go to bed this morning until 4 a.m., so I was really doing good.
You're up late sometimes.
I know. I was really doing good to wake myself up at 9 a.m. and just, you know, just barely get to contact my guest, Jesse, because I always call my guests at 9 a.m., you know, to check in with them.
Yeah.
And I looked at the clock. I said, oh, my God, I'm going to be 4 minutes late calling Jesse. But somehow we hooked up, and we're here.
It's amazing. Yeah, I know. I get through texts and emails about 2, 3 in the morning, but I'm still going. But Victoria,
mm-hmm.
what a great guest, huh? I mean, that song, what do you guys think of that song? Wow.
Oh, hey, I thought that was fantastic. And she's
mm-hmm.
talking about being one of my favorite topics.
Oh, you know what? It had that certain thing. You know, there's a
mm-hmm.
certain, I don't know what you call it, but it just has that, when it comes together a certain way, I don't know the tech terms on that, but I was going to put in some good news about that the downloading factor with the music business and the sales of CDs and downloading and so on has been good. It's been on the positive. And anyway, that's a tech thing, and we'll talk about another time. But anyway, in the music business, that's good. Thank you,
hey, Jim,
Victoria, for coming
out. Did you hear, I had a conversation with your son this morning about, you know, his award and where it hit.
Yeah.
It got on Getty.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm sure.
Getty only posts the big A-list stuff and everything, but, yeah, pretty cool. But it was a great event. I mean, you know, and you know the history, Carmelita, of Raleigh Studios is a big studio. They do a lot of stuff there.
Oh, yes, absolutely. They are a land, they are landmark.
Oh, yeah. And we have, don't forget, the app development, the commercials, the sizzle, the graphic design, the SEO, easywayradio.com, and the easywaypromotions.com. Click on testimonials, Easy Way Business Affiliate Program. I mean, Frank, goes on and on, doesn't it? Easy Way Events. News and reviews.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, when Eric used the term, the word empire, when we did that, you know, video of the team Saturday night, I mean, that's the best epitomization that I can think of what he's built. And I think, you know, people are just not aware of just how vast this empire is going to become.
Oh, there's so many. So many affiliates, and you know, with Fan TV and Actors Reporter, Pepper was there. You know, I love it. Pepper's always.
Oh yeah, Pepper J. She's incredible. My husband and I went to go to her ranch last year. She's got an amazing ranch.
Lucky
and
you,
Peruzza, Nevada.
I want to go this year.
We're gonna
year.
Go.
I really do.
Hey, we're gonna go in November, Frank. We got to get up there.
Oh, it's really, really remarkable. And the reason I went actually is because we have a mutual friend that she was not aware of, and that's my little girl. I say my little girl, even though she had a mother from another. She was a really birthed from another mother, is what I'm trying to say. And her mother, Sarah Ali, is just amazing, and her father, Carlos, they've been so supportive of her. But I want to tell you, during the pre-Grammy days, had the pleasure of having Allison come on board when she was around 10 years old. And she performed not only for the pre-Grammy gala, but also for the Rose Breast Cancer Society's Rose Variety Art Show. And she eventually became fourth place winner on America's Idol. And she and Adam Lambert became friends, and she's toured many times with Adam. And she just happened to be coming back from a nationwide tour and wound up at Pepper J's ranch with her band. And I told Pepper J, I said, now don't tell her. I want to surprise her, you know. And sure enough, when her mom, Sarah and Carlos, and she saw me there, it was like a family reunion time. I was so happy. And we took pictures, and I'm going to invite Allison on board, too, as a guest one day. She's so talented and beautiful.
We're going to get cut off.
Okay.
Out of time, guys.
Any
second
now.
Okie doke. Signing off, everybody.
Signing off, guys. Want to thank TrueMedic.com and all our affiliates and sponsors. And, guys, till next week, do it the easy way. Thank you.